Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Iran has said it will seek to salvage the international agreement on its nuclear activities, despite President Trump's decision to withdraw US support and reimpose sanctions. The Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, will lead diplomatic discussions with the Europeans, as well as China and Russia. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landale.
Attempts will begin to salvage what remains of the Iran nuclear deal. Britain, France and Germany said they would reach out to the other signatories, Russia, China and Iran, to see what, if anything, could be saved. They urged the US not to stop them implementing the remains of the deal, and they called on Iran to show restraint. The Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, said his country remained committed to the deal for now, but he warned that Iran would start enriching uranium nuclear fuel again if it concluded it was no longer benefiting economically from the deal.
President Trump has said he was pulling out of the agreement because it would not prevent what he termed the world's leading state sponsor of terror from getting a nuclear weapon. He described it as a horrible, one-sided deal that should never have been made. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed what he called Mr. Trump's bold decision.
Israel has opposed the nuclear deal from the start because we said that rather than blocking Iran's path to a bomb, the deal actually paves Iran's path to an entire arsenal of nuclear bombs, and this within a few years' time. The removal of sanctions under the deal has already produced disastrous results. The deal didn't push war further away, it actually brought it closer.
Saudi Arabia also welcomed the decision. U.S. sanctions will be reimposed on Iran in the next 3 to 6 months. In the United States, the Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer suggested the Trump administration had no strategy for the future.
They don't have a real plan here. I don't know how the plan works. By dividing our allies, what do you do with the IAEA? What do you do? How are you really going to enforce these sanctions against other countries? I just don't see a concrete plan emerging. And when I spoke to the vice president, I asked him a whole lot of questions and didn't get good answers.
World News from the BBC.